I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Thanks for joining us as we close out another tumultuous week here in the U.S. and beyond. It's a week that's seen President Trump at the center of a spreading firestorm over right-wing extremism and racism. Yesterday, meanwhile, brought the latest in a seemingly unending series of terror attacks by vehicle in Europe. And today, Steve Bannon is out at the White House. Bannon was arguably the architect of Donald Trump's victory in November. Now the president has fired him as his top policy advisor. David Rennie is with The Economist. He's their Washington bureau chief. So Steve Bannon is out. What does this moment mean, David? And what does it mean in a week when Donald Trump has embraced white supremacy?
Well, the irony is that quite a lot of the things that have been shocking people in terms of Donald Trump's embrace of Confederate nostalgia, what some people would think of as kind of playing on white grievance, he's actually been channeling quite a lot of Steve Bannon this week. So in terms of Steve Bannon's ideological influence, it's been a good week for Steve Bannon and his project. But personally, we also know that in addition to sharing a sort of ideology, Donald Trump likes people to be extremely loyal and he doesn't like them to steal the headlines. And Steve Bannon has been committing both those offenses. The other thing that I think we need to realize is if people think that Steve Bannon being sacked is a sign that maybe this White House is about to get more normal, that this is really fundamentally going to change Donald Trump, I don't think that's realistic. Steve Bannon survived for as long as he did because he authentically represented part of Donald Trump's brain, part of his view of who elected him and who he is answerable to. And if he's on the outs, it's because he became more damaging than useful. But that part of Donald Trump's brain still exists.
In the wake of Trump's racist comments on Charlottesville, there were, as you know, some CEOs who backed out of his business advisory panel. Then that panel collapsed. Now Bannon is out. Did Trump just not calculate how his comments on Charlottesville and then his doubling down on them would shake him?
So I think there's an argument that he didn't even kind of calculate how the CEOs were going to react to being scolded in public, because when he feels that he is being attacked, when he feels that his election victory is being called into doubt, because for him, the Charlottesville thing was in part people suggesting that the wrong sort of people, illegitimate people, were his supporters, and that means that his sort of power and victory is not legitimate. When he's lashing out like that, he doesn't seem to think through the consequences. His instinct is to punch and punch harder. But what he forgets, as someone who is amazingly self-centered, is that other people have political interests too.
David, do you think we're going to see Steve Bannon returning with some revenge tactics?
It's hard to know. I mean, he's an interesting man. I mean, when you meet him, he's a kind of thinker. He has a cause to advance. It isn't, I think, about political power for him. And I can't share things he said off the record, but I think it's fair to say that he has been telling people for quite some time that he was never sure that this would last forever, this kind of wild ride. And he was always amazingly kind of pragmatic about the fact that he might get fired at some point.
Is he still on Trump's side?
I think that he thinks of Trump as a champion for people who Steve Bannon deeply cares about, the people he considers to be the forgotten American. But I don't know that he was always profoundly wedded to Trump as a man so much as he was profoundly excited to have found a champion and a messenger that would advance the cause that he's believed in for a long time.
David Rennie with The Economist, thank you very much.
Thank you.